This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Tensions flared in front of Paris's prestigious Sciences Po University over the war in Gaza on Friday, echoing similar demonstrations on U.S. campuses. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
Riot police arrived to ease tensions after pro-Israeli protesters came to challenge pro-Palestinian demonstrators. Some pro-Palestinian students had been occupying a university building overnight, demanding the institution condemn Israel's actions. The protests in Paris echoed similar demonstrations on U.S. campuses. On Friday, close to 200 protesters gathered at George Washington University, a few blocks from the White House, carrying Free Palestine posters and chanting slogans. Meanwhile, in New York, Columbia's embattled president, Manoush Shafiq, has come under renewed pressure on Friday as a university oversight committee met to address her attempt 2 weeks ago to clamp down on protests that have roiled the Ivy League school and spread across the country.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Chinese President Xi Jinping in Beijing on Friday, and Blinken said Washington is, quote, fully prepared to impose sanctions over China's support for Russia's defense industry. More from VOA's Bill Gallo in Seoul, South Korea.
For Blinken, a main priority is stopping Beijing's support for Russia's war in Ukraine.
In our discussions today, I made clear that if China does not address this problem, we will.
The United States doesn't accuse China of directly supplying weapons to Russia. Instead, U.S. officials say China is sending the items that go into Russian weapons, like microchips and machine tools. Blinken said the U.S. may enact sanctions to stop that cooperation, though analysts say that may be tricky. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul, South Korea.
For additional stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Trump's former executive assistant concludes her testimony in his hush money trial. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
The jury heard some 10 hours of testimony from the former publisher of the National Enquirer. David Pecker admitted to discussing with Trump fixer Michael Cohen a catch-and-kill tabloid scheme, buying sole rights to a damaging story and then never making it public. Trump's longtime executive assistant and Michael Cohen's banker were also questioned by prosecutors. The former president blasted the case and, without any evidence, blamed the White House for keeping him tied up in court.
We sit here day after day after day, which is their plan.
Trump also invited President Biden to a debate.
We're ready. Just tell me where. We'll do it at the White House. That would be very comfortable, actually.
In an interview, President Biden said he would debate Trump in the fall. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Egypt has sent a high-level delegation to Israel with the hope of brokering a ceasefire agreement with Hamas in Gaza. At the same time, Egypt warned that a possible Israeli offensive focused on the southern city of Rafah on the border with Egypt could have catastrophic consequences to regional stability. As the war drags on and casualties mount, there is growing international pressure for Hamas and Israel to reach an agreement on a ceasefire. Friday's ceasefire talks were to focus on a limited exchange of hostages held by Hamas for Palestinian prisoners and the return of a significant number of displaced Palestinians to northern Gaza. Officials in Canada say a young killer whale that was trapped for more than a month in a lagoon on Vancouver Island has gotten past a bottleneck at high tide. AP's Lisa Dwyer has more.
The young orca finally reached an inlet that could take it to the open sea, where officials hope that the young calf's cries will be heard by its orca family. An attempt in mid-May to free the whale involved using a net to corral her into a large fabric sling in shallow waters. The whale managed to dodge a 50-person rescue team that was using boats, divers, and sophisticated underwater detection equipment. In another effort, a woman tried to coax the whale out of the lagoon by playing her violin during high tide. The calf finally made her big move on her own and now must continue out of her new location in the inlet to be able to reach open ocean. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Flooding and heavy rains in Kenya have killed at least 70 people since mid-March, a government spokesperson said, twice as many as were reported earlier this week. The East African country has seen weeks of heavy rains and severe flooding in Kenya's capital, Nairobi, as well as in the country's western and central regions. Other East African countries have reported severe floodings, with 155 people reported dead in neighboring Tanzania, and more than 200,000 people affected in Burundi. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.